All right, welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show. 6 minutes after the hour, Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen, investigative journalist, blogger, troublemaker, muckraker, election integrity advocate, especially tonight from bradblog.com, drafted into duty to be your broadcast media on a big news night as the budget showdown continues tonight. It looks like there will be no deal. President Obama came out a little bit earlier, says they've made some progress. Differences have been narrowed, but still no deal for tonight as they head to the deadline tomorrow. We are now covering still this stunning news out of Wisconsin tonight, the Wisconsin Supreme Court elections, where 14,000 votes were suddenly found in Waukesha County by the controversial, to say the least, controversial county clerk. Republican activist Kathy Nicholas in Waukesha County. She has been criticized. We've been following her for some time at Brad Blog, so this is not new to us. Although when I was speaking with my guest, who stays with me here, John Washburn, when I was speaking with him earlier today, and we heard word that there might be a few more votes that Prosser, David Prosser, the Republican incumbent, that he had taken a lead by some 20 votes. I said, gosh, I wonder if that's Kathy Nicholas's county. And, well, little did we know at that time that we would end up seeing thousands of votes coming out of nowhere. John Washburn stays with me here. He is an election integrity advocate himself. He is a self-described Ron Paul Republican, by the way. He's an award-winning open records activist, and he's a supporter of David Prosser, just so as you know. Okay, our phone number is 877-520-1150 if you have any questions about all of this. And you can tweet us at The Brad Blog. We are The Brad Blog on Twitter. Or stop by bradblog.com and join the chat room, which is hopping there as usual. Okay, I think that's all the business out of the way. John, thanks for sticking around here to talk about all of this.
No problem. And
yeah, go ahead.
You know, the other significance of the 7,500 number is who pays. I think you might want to bring that up.
Yeah, good point. Go ahead. You've already begun. Go ahead.
Well, since there's 1.5 million votes cast,
mm-hmm.
0.5% is 7,500. You know, using all those nice round numbers, you know they're not that round.
Right.
But the way the recount statute is written in Wisconsin is if the vote total is within 0.5%,
right,
then neither the petitioner doesn't pay. It's essentially taxpayer funded. If it's between 0.5% and 2%, then it's $5 per ward.
Okay.
And there's 1,800 some odd wards.
Right.
Maybe the polling locations. Might be more wards. I'd have to double check that. But it suddenly becomes some serious money.
Right.
And if it's more than 2%, then you're paying the full cost, period.
Okay.
So 7,500 is the cusp of no pay.
Mm-hmm.
So for whoever files for the recount.
So this means,
which at this point would be Miss Kloppenburg.
Kloppenburg, yeah. Now, so because it's, what is it, 7,500 votes is essentially the cutoff here?
Yeah, if it, like I said,
the margin.
Round numbers, 1.5 million.
Okay.
0.5% of 1.5 million is 7,500.
And as it turns out, coincidentally, with these results suddenly coming in from Waukesha, he has just, just over 7,500 vote lead now suddenly after trailing by 204 yesterday, right?
Correct.
Okay. And
doesn't help the aroma at all.
No, it certainly doesn't. And, you know, I'm not saying we've got foul play here, but I'm pointing out what is going on and the fact that she is, Kathy Nicholas, is a Republican activist. She's come under a great deal of scrutiny, actually. We covered her at bradblog.com last year, August of 2010. And then she was audited by her own county board, who looked at this and looked at the fact that she keeps the results, the election results, on a single computer inside her office. And they found a lot of problems with that. She was not doing backups of this material at all. And when the audit came out last, actually, I think January of this year. Now, you have actually spoken for her. You said in the last hour you've spoken for her at some of these county meetings, John Washburn.
Well, at one.
One of them.
And it was the initial one where they were deciding if to do the audit or not. She had a conflict and couldn't come, and her understanding was is that the only question had to do with security issues. Mm-hmm. Could I speak about security, since that is something I can competently speak about? When I got there, it was more about the backup procedures, disaster recovery, and other issues. So I'm not sure I'm not sure I was as strong an advocate as she was hoping for. She needed someone. She, again, knew that I would speak honestly about what I thought was good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she asked me.
And we should tell people, you're an IT guy for a living, right?
I test computer software for a living, make sure it works to spec.
Okay. So,
if you ever want to have your eyes glaze over about how software and voting machines is tested, I could do that.
We
too,
could call
that's
you.
Not for here.
All right.
That's not for here.
You know, but that's for washburnsworld.blogspot.com if you're interested. Okay. So this audit did end up happening last year, and they found a lot of problems. They came back in January with a lot of problems and recommendations for changes that she, Kathy Nicholas, make to her election system. The county clerk in Waukesha County, where suddenly all of these votes, 14,000, have shown up suddenly. Give us a very quick sort of the top points, John Washburn, of the recommendations that were made after this audit, and then I'll give listeners an idea of how she responded, rather extraordinary response to these recommendations.
Yeah, the recommendations were pretty much three major ones. One was upgrade the hardware that the WinEDS system was on, and that's the central election management system used for Sequoia for every municipality in Waukesha County except for Menominee Falls.
That's WinEDS, and they have paper ballots for almost everybody, and WinEDS essentially is the administrative tool, a spreadsheet, a database that keeps track of all the votes, right?
Correct. It's the central system from which all of the programming is sent out to the optical scanners and then from which they return to the mothership on election night.
All right. And instead of tallying the numbers there, it seems she was tallying them in Microsoft Access.
Access.
Okay.
Correct.
So they recommended that she use WinEDS instead of Microsoft Access.
No. They recommended that the hardware upon which that software was running be upgraded to something a little more modern.
Okay. Because her machine, the computer that she stores all is like a 1995 PC in her office.
Right, and some of the things one of the computers she's using to read cards is actually a DOS-based system.
To read cards, meaning ballot cards?
The removable memory packs that are coming in from the Optic Eagles and the Sequoia Edges and things like that.
Okay, the cards, the memory cards that are at the polls that store how the ballots have been scanned, that store the results, they come back
and
to the county.
More.
Right, okay.
There's much more on there than results.
Of course,
yes.
Right.
And so that particular computer, the DOS-based one, they really wanted it upgraded to something with a much more modern operating system. But they still recommended the hardware be upgraded. And mm-hmm. then on the main server that had WinEDS, they wanted all of the security patches and basically be applied. And the last main recommendation was that the machine – even periodically, be made available for backups for the countywide disaster recovery program so that should the courthouse flood,
mm-hmm.
most people don't realize how close the Fox River is. It's up on a hill, but you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Disasters happen. Fires
right.
happen.
Yeah.
And so the county has a very, very extensive program for what they call disaster recovery. We got to do these backups, and we got to practice doing restores.
Right.
They wanted to include her equipment within that program.
And she did not want that.
Correct.
This was the response that Kathy Nicholas gave at a county board meeting with the executive committee, as it was reported in the Journal Sentinel in January of this year. This is how it was reported. Several committee members said they were uncomfortable with Nicholas's refusal to adopt the recommendations. She said she would do it if she could, if it was convenient, I think was the word she used. So she said, during one part of the discussion, Dwyer, one of the folks on the executive committee, erupted in exasperation, the chairman of the executive committee, he erupted in exasperation at Nicholas's facial expressions. Quote, "There really is nothing funny about this, Kathy," he said, raising his voice. Don't sit there and grin when I'm explaining what this is about. Don't sit there and say I will take it into consideration, he said, asking her pointedly whether she would change the passwords, because she was using the same passwords for all of her employees to access this system. She said, she responded by saying, quote, I have not made my decision. After supervisors continued to press the issue, Nicholas indicated she would create three different passwords. This isn't, quote, this isn't that big of a deal. It isn't worth an argument, she said. This is ridiculous. So Nicholas also said she would make her own assessment of when to back up computer programming for election ballots and store the more frequent backup in another building as the auditors recommended. So she's fighting with her own county about this stuff, John Washburn.
That is correct. And I suppose, to her defense, she is carrying to the far extreme, and I have trouble defending it, but she's carrying to the far extreme the Sequoia recommendations. Don't let that computer touch anything. More of the kind of security by obscurity. You know, you can't touch anything, can't use any modern backup techniques.
Yeah, don't touch anything. Don't use backups.
Yeah, there are problems there.
There are problems there. That's the headline tonight at Brad Blog when we're done here, John. All right, you're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. We're coming back with your calls, 877-520-1150, on this stunning news out of Wisconsin. Speaking of disasters, we're going to be speaking Fukushima a little bit later in this show. Boy, oh boy. Big show tonight here on the Mike Malloy Show. 877-520-1150. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com. In for Malloy. Stay tuned.
Tuesday in November, took that stroll to cast my ballot at the local poll. The lines were long, but I didn't care. I had water, a hat, and my folding chair. Walked up to the booth, didn't say a word. Sure that my voice would be heard. I hit that button, my vote was sent. But now nobody knows exactly where it went. They lost my vote. It isn't fair. I took a step.
Now we know where it went. Apparently it went to Waukesha County, Wisconsin. That's where all the lost ballots from Ohio go. They just go north right up to Wisconsin. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com on the Mike Malloy Show here tonight, talking about this extraordinary breaking news out of Wisconsin. More than a 7,000-vote lead now for David Prosser after 14,000 votes were found in Waukesha County, where you've got this rather controversial election county clerk there, Kathy Nicholas. We're joined by John Washburn, a Republican himself, occasionally lapsed, perhaps, I don't know. But he also knows Kathy Nicholas has spoken somewhat on her behalf in the past. And he says something don't smell right about all of this and the fact that Prosser is now up by just enough to ensure that if there is a recount, it will have to be paid for by the challenger, Joanne Kloppenburg. Let's get to some calls here, John. If you're good with that, you want to take some calls?
I'm good with it.
All right, because the phone lines are lit up here. 877-520-1150. Dave in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Dave, and thank you, sir, for holding.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm enjoying the conversation. I got a couple quick questions. Is there an open meetings violation for the delay during which time that Nicholas found out that she had made a mistake and then conferred with people on who to release the information to?
Let's do one at a time here. John, sure. Washburn, any response to that?
I guess when was the conferencing going on between her and, like, the Government Accountability Board or during the canvassing of the county canvass that was going on since yesterday?
I'm just curious. I think there was a delay in between those times, and then she was conferring with folks on whether this was accurate and how to release that. And then Christian Snyder from the right-wing Wisconsin Public Research Institute is the first person to release this information.
Yeah, and that did come out prior to her press conference, and I don't know.
Yeah, about 20 minutes prior.
Right.
I don't know. It depends. First off, I know that the county canvass was actually done as part of an open meeting. That was actually fairly well documented. But I don't know all of the details of when they, like, went into closed session or not, or when they did the conference. So I guess the answer is I can't answer because I don't know enough.
Okay, Dave, I've only got about less than a minute here. Can you get your second question in, or should I hold you through the break?
Well, I'll just get a better answer.
I would just tell you that to look at the fact that Access will not import an Excel spreadsheet with different column numbers. It would ask you repeatedly if you can do that, and then it wouldn't do it at the end. There's something really wrong with her explanation of that database, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dave. Thoughts in about 15 seconds or so there, John?
I agree. When I was listening to that press conference as I was driving home, I was just like, what? I was saying that more than once to nobody in particular. And
we'll repeat it again. You were a supporter of David Prosser's, presumably still are. Speaking with John Washburn about this news in Wisconsin, what we have done is move some things around. We were supposed to speak with Tyson Slocum from Public Citizen this hour about Fukushima news. We're going to move him to the next hour. Keep John around. John, you can stay, right?
Yes, I can.
All right, because we got a bunch of phone calls, a bunch of questions for you. Brad Friedman with John Washburn, who is in Wisconsin on this remarkable night on The Molloy Show. Stay tuned.
Time I was on my way. Thanks to you, I'm much obliged.
Promises, promises. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike Molloy with my guest tonight, John Washburn. I'll be joined in the next hour by Tyson Slocum of Public Citizen to discuss the latest news out of Fukushima. They had a big aftershock there today, 7.1 on the Richter scale. And what the hell is going on at Fukushima, if they're getting the radiation under control, and what we can expect back here in these United States. But for now, John joins me as we continue to discuss this, we'll call it an anomaly in Wisconsin. He is an award-winning open records activist from Wisconsin, an election integrity advocate who I have known here for years. I trust this guy implicitly. He's also an IT expert, and he happens to be a Republican who supported David Prosser, who is now, thanks to some newly discovered votes, 14,000 of them in Waukesha County by County Clerk Kathy and Republican activist Kathy Nicholas. Prosser is now in the lead. The balance of the Supreme Court is now 4-3 in favor of Republicans. That would have switched had Kathy I'm sorry, had Joanne Kloppenburg won this election. She may still win it. We don't know. Who knows what other surprises are out there. But John Washburn, I was going to have you on before this news broke to talk about John Fund, this Republican creep, frankly, who comes out and yells voter fraud in every single election. And right on cue, he came out today and he was saying, oh, there's voter fraud. He didn't use the word acorn, but he might as well have. There's voter fraud going on in Milwaukee, very serious concerns of this and that, and basically making crap up on Fox News. Imagine John had 14,000 votes suddenly showed up in a Democratic county, giving Kloppenburg a 7,000 vote lead. Can you imagine the Sturm and Drang on the right with your friends, John?
Well, we'd be scraping him off the ceiling with a spatula because he'd be hitting it so hard.
Yeah. They would. I mean, this is what they did, you know, when there was 32 votes that they thought showed up in the Franken-Coleman race back in Minnesota. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, one of the things that this particular drama demonstrates is the just absolute folly of listening to unofficial results.
Yeah.
You know, basically, why should the AP care? And why should the GAB facilitate? Why not just tell them buzz off until we do a real canvas and look at everything properly? But we're just, as Pogo said, we're part of the problem. We want to know those answers.
Well, that's exactly, yeah, that's exactly, on election night. We have to know them. And I kept pointing that out, that, you know, these optical scan systems that are used across most of the state, using paper ballots in most of the state, are frequently wrong. They're just, they scan inaccurately. There's all kinds of problems.
I have video on my YouTube channel where the number it's displaying on the front LED mm-hmm. doesn't match the number it printed on its own paper tape.
These are the systems that we're talking about. So when we report on it at bradblog.com, we always say, you know, AP is reporting blah, 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 rather than saying that such and such actually won. All right, I got tons of callers here. Let me try to get to as many as I can, if you don't mind. Let's go to, where am I here? Jane in Marshall, Wisconsin. Hey, Jane, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi there.
Howdy.
What's on your mind, Jane?
Driving home tonight, this is the first I've heard of this, my husband and I, and we're pulled over. Many questions have come up listening to all the conversation going on, and watching the election coverage at 8 o'clock at night when everything starts coming across the news, there's numbers for all the counties, there's numbers for all the different municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
How come none of this showed up with zeros? None of this showed up that there was a problem. And yesterday morning, they were only reporting one of our 3,600 polling places had a problem.
That's right. I mean, they had been reporting that 100% of the precincts are now in and so forth. John Washburn, how can it be that nobody noticed zero votes from the city of, which city was it here? That was
Brookfield.
Yeah.
Brookfield.
And that's one of the top 10, top 10 municipalities in the state of Wisconsin. It's not a small municipality.
And so I find it hard to believe that there was zero votes and nobody noticed it. I know that you have been given awards for the public records requests you make. We need to find out whether there were numbers previously reported for Brookfield or not at this hour.
And again, I don't understand how that can happen. And as I said, as I was driving home, I'm thinking, well, that's an open records request.
Jane,
so,
yeah,
I don't have good answers. I don't see the mechanics here. Just baffle me as how this can happen. I want more details. But walk me through from 8 o'clock, April 5th
right.
to 5:30 today.
Yep.
What was happening?
And that's going to take.
Bring me out that timeline.
That's going to take some time to do. Jane, I appreciate the call there. I wish we had a better answer for you at this hour. We don't.
I appreciate it. You know, and my other, you know, just thinking as we're driving here and listening and the whole works, the numbers that are being presented, 14,300 some odd votes.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's up by 7,500 votes. Well, you know, doesn't she get 75 or, you know, 7,000 votes also going her way? So why isn't it, you know, why aren't the numbers adding up?
Well, what it is it's the whole of the city of Brookfield is 14,000 and change. And Prosser got approximately 10,000. Koppenberg got approximately 3,500. So the net difference is 7,500.
Just over. It gave him a net of 7,582, which coincidentally is the cutoff mark for a state-paid recount.
Right. I think the way it would work is the city of Brookfield was like a net of 7,200 plus the slight lead he had before adds up now total to a 7,582.
And Prosser was posting on his website that they wanted money donations in case we needed a recall vote.
Yeah, recount. Yeah.
Recount. I'm just kind of. It just smells really funny, and I live in a farming town, so I know what smells like.
You know a funny smell. Jane, I got to roll. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Stay safe out there. Let me get to another caller here. Where are we here? Mark in Washington. There we go. Mark in Washington, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What is on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm from, first of all, I don't agree with this guy. It should matter, you know, whoever wins as long as it's an honest election. But, if it was the other way around, exactly opposite, I would still feel the same way because I wanted her to win. But if this happened the opposite way, I would still be wondering, just like he's doing, you know, what's up? You know, something ain't right.
Yeah.
And
walk me through that timeline. Walk me through that timeline.
I'm from Florida over there. Now I got some serious questions. It is sounding better the more I hear exact amount where they don't have to do a recount. You know, that's an interesting little add in there.
It is quite a remarkable. Mark, I got a lot of folks online. Do you have a specific question for John Washburn?
What exactly can be done? What are they going to do about this, and what can be done? And I sure hope somebody, you know, looks into this a little closer.
Oh, I think a lot of people are looking. So, good question.
What can be done and what is going to be done about that?
Thanks, Mark. What are the legal options at this point as far as you know them, John Washburn, or at least what are the procedural steps at this point?
Well, the first procedural step is that the canvas has to complete, which it technically hasn't. City of Milwaukee and County of Milwaukee haven't completed their canvas. And then within 3 business days, someone has to ask for a recount. That's the procedural.
Three business days after the canvas is completed. And that takes...
After the last canvas is complete. So it's probably going to be tomorrow or Monday when that'll happen.
When the canvas is complete. Now, we had expected these numbers to juggle around and to change a bit as they canvas, as they go back, check the machines, check their totals, check their... I think there was another error that was found also in Waukesha where instead of 32 votes... In New Berlin, right, instead of 32 votes, it was like 232 votes or something like that, right?
Hey, I got one more thing if you got a chance.
Very quickly, Mark.
Yeah, I've been on my little laptop computer in the back. I've got about another 17,000 votes for her sitting in the back on my computer. You can use them.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate that.
Take care, man.
Take care. Okay, so and at that point.
That's not such a joke. That's the scary part.
Well, that's how they found these. It's remarkable. There needs to be an explanation, and I suspect somebody will be demanding one. But so the canvas finishes. Then there's a 3-day period in which she can ask for a recount. It does not have to be statewide. It can be specific counties.
Yes, it could even be down to the ward and municipal level if she were inclined to do so.
And will they count the votes by hand, the paper ballots by hand at that point, or do they just run them through the same machine, John?
No. The recount procedure says if the ballots are distributed to electors, it basically says that it's going to be run through the machine here again.
But as I read those recount laws...
But what they'll do is they'll first what the true fight will be is what is going to go through the recount, what's going to go through the machine for the recount, what's in and out for that.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Well, if the ballots have been distributed to electors and then run through the tabulating machines, the recount of the ballots will be done with the automatic tabulating equipment. Mm-hmm. So the true fight is going to be essentially what ballots to refeed through and which ones not to.
Wouldn't they refeed all ballots through?
You would think so, but I suspect that will be a point of contention.
Okay,
that's just what I'm saying. I I can't say how it won't be.
Well, my understanding is that in Wisconsin, a court order is required to have a hand count of votes. I would hope the court in
Correct.
This case would require a hand count. That said, even without that, I was going through the procedures, the laws for recounts in Wisconsin, and the candidates are allowed to examine each and every ballot before it is fed back into the optical scan machine. So if it is not an out-and-out hand count, it seems to me that's we'll call that a virtual hand count.
Right, and what they're looking for is those ballots for which the machine might have difficulty reading. Like, for example, someone's marked with their red pen,
which
the infrared scanners, which they say they're optical, but they're actually infrared, they would have trouble with red ink. And so they might have gone through the election the first time as no mark registered, whereas there actually is a mark.
Let me get to
kind of stuff they're in looking for.
Gotcha. Let me get to Mike in Buffalo. I got to get to a break, Mike. So very quickly, your question for John Washburn.
Yeah, can they confiscate her computer and can they redo this election?
Thanks, Mike. John, can they confiscate? They seems like they ought to. Somebody ought to be quarantining that computer at this point, no?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure. I think the answer to both is no.
Well, they can certainly quarantine it with a court order, I suspect.
Yes, you would have to have a judicial order of some sort, but beyond that, no, I don't think there's any real provision for that.
Seems to me Joanne Kloppenburg ought to get such a court order. All right, stick with us, John Washburn. We're going to get to as many calls as we can after this break. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Still talking Wisconsin. Stay with us. You know who's watching? John Washburn. He's always watching, award-winning open records activist, election integrity advocate with Fair Elections of Wisconsin, and a David Prosser supporter in this remarkable turn of events in Wisconsin tonight that we're covering. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. 877-520-1150. John, I'm going to try to fly through as many calls here as I possibly can. Neil in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Neil. What's on your mind?
I just looked at the number that Kloppenburg was given for votes at 3456, 3,456. That would be an awful easy number just to pull out of a hat.
3456?
No one caught that? That's what she was given in her new vote?
You're right.
3456.
You're right. I'm looking at it. He got 10,859. She got 3456.
And I have one other question. Maybe you can answer off air.
Okay.
Could the feds step in and investigate this? Would this fall into their area?
Okay.
I'll hang up and listen then.
We'll try to get to both. Thanks for the call. John, any red flags go up there with the number 3456?
I hadn't noticed that, I'll be honest with you, but they are right next to each other on that top of the keyboard there.
3456, and the result is he gets the lead with 7,582, and I don't know what the exact number is to avoid the state paying for the recount, but it's...
Yeah, I don't know what the exact total is, but like I said, round numbers... 1.5 million, 7,500 is the cutoff.
7,500, yeah.
As for the feds, well, it's not a federal election, so they certainly don't have that jurisdiction. So you'd have to come up with something under the Civil Rights Act or the National Voting Rights Act.
Voting Rights Act, if there was a violation there.
Yeah, I'm not sure I see anything that would lead there yet.
Yet, but the week is young. Let me get to very quickly.
They change fast here.
They do, apparently. Lively state you live in up there, John Washburn. Bruce in Santa Paula, California. Very quickly, what is your question for John Washburn?
It's just a comment that I was watching the election returns come in the last roughly 10% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
I've never noticed a 7,000-vote lead for either candidate during that entire period.
Well, you wouldn't have, because what she says is that she did not report those numbers originally.
No, I understand that. But my point is that during the regular election returns, there was it's a suspiciously large number.
I gotcha.
Okay, there was only 100 votes, 200 votes one way, mm-hmm. 300 votes the other way type of a thing, bounced back and forth.
Got it.
But it never got to 7,500.
Very good.
Yeah, crested into the high 900s, I think, at one point, and that's about it.
Thanks, yes. Bruce. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate the call. Bye-bye. Let me try to get in Jason in Ohio, the Buckeye State. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Jace. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Brett? I was just going to say that if this clerk, I mean, we have the same problem with some of these rural counties in Ohio where they don't like to distribute the election data.
Mm-hmm.
So if this clerk would have published the summary reports that come out of whatever Sequoia uses for their tabulation results, like the previous clerk had put, the actual county-wide results, per township on the web. So she would have done that. She would have had this problem. But it looks like, she kept the actual county data to herself, and then nobody can point out to her, hey, you have a column there with zero votes in it.
Thanks, Jason, for the call. Yeah, the other way that this would have been avoided is if votes, ballots, paper ballots were hand-counted on election night at the polling place, then with the results posted before those ballots moved anywhere, there would be no question about the results in Waukesha.
Well, that's far from a rural county. It's the second most populous county in the state.
Yeah, right. So?
And next to Milwaukee County.
Yeah, so?
Well, like I said, you're saying like the rural counties hold out, and it's like, this doesn't match the rural county profile.
Right. Well, exactly. And
but hand counting on election night in broad daylight or in public would mm-hmm. would be good. You would certainly notice problems sooner and faster.
Yeah, you sure would, and we would not have these kind of questions. We would notice what the numbers were, and we wouldn't have zero totals because this stuff would be reported. Okay, I gotta, folks. If you're on the line, stick on the line. I'll try to get to all your calls after this break. I gotta let John Washburn go here. I'm gonna have Tyson Slocum join me in the next hour to discuss Fukushima, but I want to get to everybody's calls as best I can. John, I appreciate your spending the extra time here tonight. I suspect we may be talking tomorrow, John. John Washburn.
Heads up.
Yeah, well, let me keep me informed here. Washburnsworld.blogspot.com or fairelectionswi.com for more information. We will continue to follow this story. John, thanks for your time tonight, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
All right. As I say, if you're on the line, hang on there, and I'll try to get your calls right after we finish this break. You're listening to Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy on The Mike Malloy Show.